Glory to God. I rebuke Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shanda da 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 higher. Satan, you're a liar. Get thee behind me. Shut da 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 shut them under the higher. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shanda da 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 higher.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
There's so many fucking feet on there.
Well, I need to put mine up there.
There's tens of thousands of feet. Yeah, but who's going to... You want me to take the pictures?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little weird? Is Jeff going to be upset?
I mean, it's Brian at this point.
You walk in one day and be like, I'm carrying Brian's child. Cool, honey. How's that TCB check? If I had kept my Dick Tracy stuff... My Dick Tracy movie collection,
yes.
My dolls and my
collection.
My McDonald's, you know, Happy Meal toys and all that other stuff that I collected
that
around
your mom
the Dick Tracy that my mom threw out. Rightfully so. It
right.
was there when I was 27 years old, so she figured I wasn't coming back for it. Hey, you got one of them Happy Meal beanies? Those teeny weeny beanies? You got those teeny weeny beanies? I got that good teeny weeny. I got that good good. I got that weenie beanie.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 15 seconds or less, or your money back. Go to the TCBpodcast.com website to collect your earnings. Chrissy and I just sitting here pontificating on time, space, and the... theology of love.
Yes.
And I was saying to Chrissy that as you get older, like when I was a kid, summer lasted
forever.
3 years.
I mean,
yeah,
it was so
forever.
Long.
Every day lasted a year.
Yes.
It felt so, you knew, it was never, it was endless. It was a vast
really
pool
was.
Of endless time.
Yeah.
And now it lasts for 2.5 days.
Exactly.
It's like I put my sweaters away, I take them out the next day. I can't fucking stand it. Things move so fucking quick
the
older you get.
Because we're always making plans for the next thing.
Yeah,
plans
it's got too much shit in my head.
Yeah.
I'm all full up here.
I'm
I can't
really
handle
full
anymore.
Too.
Yeah. I think that's why I forget things also often is because like too much stuff is coming in
exactly.
and not enough stuff is going out.
Yeah.
Well, and so
I mean,
something's got to be pushed out.
In the age of like instant everything, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
that's true.
I can scroll the internet. For 5 days.
Oh, endless. You could scroll the internet forever and never see all that there is to see. That's why I love that fucking internet archive is because, like, you know, I can go back to a time when things were simpler, when you had to wait 3 or 4 days for a boob to come up on AOL. Dial-up.
Right.
I think I told that story. When I first got dial-up, I was living with a girl, and we put the computer upstairs. We had like a bedroom and then a sitting room outside the bedroom. Don't ask how we got some, you know, beautiful, complicated house. It was the landlord regrets the day that he ever rented us that house to this day, I can guarantee. But anyway, they had the sitting room, and we decided to put the computer in there. You know, the old Macintosh 300 or
sure.
whatever it was. Big, clunky machine that was sitting
desktop,
on a desk.
It was a desktop, it was on a desk.
It was a desktop. It
yes.
was on top of the desk.
And then
you had the
desk. Huge motherboard.
Yeah, you had the thing.
Yes.
Clunky thing. Yeah.
The box.
Now look at that computer. It's
I know, it's
it
sleek.
Comes in a screen. Yeah, it's basically a flat screen TV with all you need in the back of the screen.
Yes.
But we put it up there, and the reason why we put it up there is because it was the only available phone line to actually plug
phone
in.
Jack.
The phone jack is what we had to have. You know, you got a phone jack, you got that little box, you plug it into the wall.
We have a phone jack at our place.
No, why would you? Why would you? I mean,
no,
look,
I haven't
had
a home phone.
You don't need a home phone.
I mean, in a long time.
But there are people that have them.
They
I know
do.
That there are people that have them.
Yes,
you know,
my
restaurants
dad.
And
hotels.
My
dad.
Your dad. My dad doesn't. He actually got rid of his. But he still has his iPhone 4.
Yeah.
So there's
okay.
that. Yeah. It like stopped working at one point. It was just like it wouldn't
right.
go on the internet or whatever. And he's like, I don't understand why they you know, it doesn't work anymore. Try to update the software. And I'm like, Dad, you would literally have to put a hamster on a wheel to update that software. That
yes.
that phone is from 2004.
I can't take it.
Yeah, I would. But so we put it up there. And then everybody was talking, and I was a little late to the internet game at that point. I mean, even though my dad was on the, had a, like a weird version of the internet, you know,
yeah,
modem,
we had
phone
like
modem.
Prodigy and stuff
yeah.
like that.
So we get this AOL disc and I put it in there and you get whatever, 100 free hours, however they got. You remember they used
Do you
to
know
come
that
in
AOL is still around?
Oh yeah, AOL is still around.
I can't believe it.
I email people with the AOL email
I know,
addresses.
That's what Jeff the other day, we got some email because for his business and it said, he was like, this guy has an AOL
I know, that's how I
email.
Determined.
And I said, is AOL still around?
Yes.
Hold on. I like
yes.
got on there and look, yep.
That's how I determine how close to death someone is. If they have an yes. AOL email address. I figure they don't have too much long.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a weeping eye. If you're a dog and you have a weeping eye, you're close to death. If you have an AOL address, you're yes. close to death. So we put it up there, and the whole talk amongst everybody who had the internet at that time was how great it was that you could just download free porn.
Right.
Right? So you go to those old websites. I mean, just like crappy, shitty websites full of banners, and you have to click on three separate buttons. And then I'll never forget that I clicked on that button that was going to give me a free image of a woman naked,
mm-hmm.
and it took hours to yes. download that. It was like, meanwhile, the girl that I was dating was at work, right. and she came
but
home.
By the time she got home, it still hadn't downloaded.
It still hadn't downloaded, so I had to turn off the monitor, and then later on in the night, I turned it back on, and the image had completed itself. At that point, I was...
And then you completed yourself.
Well, I was done at that point. I was already like, well, I guess I'll have to use my imagination. Because the girl I was living with did not want to have sex with me. But anyway, but now it's so... We just don't even think about it. The vast technology. I think you're right about this. I think time moves by so quick because we are always looking for the next gratification.
Yes.
And so our minds are constantly thinking forward, always thinking forward. And then, of course, we have a bunch of anxiety, so we're thinking
right.
backwards too. But the other day I was on the Internet Archive, and I don't know what I typed into that fucking Internet Archive, but it came up with a whole slew of old websites and now new websites that are dedicated to something called a giantess fetish. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Giantess fetish.
Giantess.
Is a giantess. A woman who is a giant. And some of these guys are into the fantasy that a giant woman would come on by like a fucking Godzilla
right.
and stomp them with a heel. Like, that's what they're into.
I love
they
it.
Are, I mean,
for some reason,
I know. It's so interesting to me. Like,
yes.
you know, if you're into something, it's likely somebody else is into it, right? And if it's not
yeah.
harming anybody,
yeah.
then I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Absolutely.
And if not. You want to fantasize that a Godzilla-shaped and sized woman is going to come and step on you,
yes.
then cool, man. Whatever's
right.
cool.
right.
But I went down this rabbit hole, and it just got weirder and weirder.
Oh,
it's
sure.
like, you know... Amazon women, like
yes.
women who are like 7 feet tall, right?
The
women who actually exist. They mm. are out there, have this whole fetish is going on, and they have these videos where they're like stepping on like dolls, right?
Okay. Like a G.I. Joe type
no,
thing?
No, not a, yeah, G.I. Joe type thing.
like it's that size.
But then also they have the crash test dummies, I guess is for the lack of a better term, and they're taking their giant feet and they're smashing them into guys' ball, into the balls. And I'm like, holy shit,
wow.
this is crazy. I know. Giantess fetish.
Something for everyone.
There is something for everyone. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel better about my particular fetish. My fetish is having sex with this studio. That's why I spend so
the
much
microphone.
Time in here. Yeah. I'm fantasizing.
Their new microphones.
Oh, these new microphones are wonderful.
They are amazing.
We sound delicious on them. Look at listen to that. That's top quality. You can't get that at Best Buy. You got to go to the real music stores to get those. We got ours on Amazon. So I wanted to play like a giantess fetish video so that we could get into it. But it's a little bit too graphic, I think, even for the commercial break. It's
okay.
just got some stuff in there that I'm not comfortable necessarily putting on the commercial break. But I wanted you to know that there was this giantess fetish thing out there. And I think that we should, for our YouTube channel, that we should make some giantess videos of you like smashing little G.I. Joe men
okay.
and kicking miniature-sized human beings in the balls.
I'm down.
Yeah, we got to find
do
a way
I
to
get,
make
like,
money
on
off this fucking podcast.
Or something? Or how do I get big?
No, we just, it's all about frame of reference. So what we'll
yes.
do is we'll get you in a certain camera angle, and then
mm.
like we'll have your big, fat, giant foot
yep.
just coming down.
I've got some big stilettos,
I want to give an update, too. I uploaded some foot pictures onto that foot fetish
what?
Website.
Without
yeah.
me? I thought we were doing it together.
Well, I wanted to see what it was all about. I wanted to see if I'd get a couple biters on my nibblers, but I have not. I know there's so many fucking feet on there.
Well, I need to put mine up there.
There's
Let's
tens
see what we get.
Of thousands of feet. Yeah, but who's going to, you want me to take the pictures?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little weird? Is Jeff going to be upset?
I mean, it's Brian at this point.
shit. You walk in one day and be like, I'm carrying Brian's child. Cool, honey. How's that TCB check? Are you guys making any money on that fucking show yet?
Oh, my God. I was watching a show the other night on HBO. I watched the first season. And so a few nights ago, Jeff and I were in bed and I was flipping through. And we're like trying to find our next show. And I saw it on HBO. It's called House of Ho.
House of Ho.
Yeah. And it's not about hoes. It is about the hoes. The family name is
Asian family. Okay.
Yeah, they're Vietnamese-American, and they live in Houston, and so they've, you know, created this wealthy empire.
Okay.
So I'm starting to watch it, and I just was baiting Jeff to see, like, if he would be into it.
Yeah.
Like, because I wanted to watch it.
Is this another fucking show Brian suggested?
It's like, are you and Brian talking about it? He goes, that looks like the worst show ever.
Cool. We'll turn on something else. Every time I watch that Seeking Sister Wives or the Seven Little Johnsons, I think of Jeff, like, yelling at you about bringing that shit into the house. And Seven Little Johnstons is on again, and I just fucking I love it. I can't get enough. Now there's drama in the house because the oldest child he's dealing with some mental illness issues, and the parents like called him back home. Like, they didn't say he moved out on his own.
Okay.
And then there was a couple incidents where he got fucked up on like the fucking, you know, gas station weed. You know what I'm talking about?
That
KY or K9 or K45. Bro, why Brian 3000? Whatever it is.
Yes.
And that shit is, why you would ever, I mean, I guess when you're young and you're dumb,
when you're
just
young
don't know
and you're
any
dumb,
better.
That's yeah. what, yeah, that's and what's
you
available
don't
to you.
Necessarily want to carry around a pound of, you know, right. Kind Bud in the back of your car in Georgia.
Purple Kush.
Yeah, and they live here in Georgia. Purple Kush, man. It's so dank.
It's the sticky icky.
It's the sticky icky. You want some goopy oopy? We were so stupid when we were kids. You want some dabs? Dippy dippy dab. Finger dip, finger dip. We had this whole language. Yeah. And it was so stupid. Like nobody could crack the code.
Right.
That sticky icky weed meant sticky icky weed. We'd have our pagers and it'd be like 911, 911, 1+7. You know, it's like so stupid. Like the cop couldn't break the code. We thought we were just little drug kingpins.
Oh yeah,
we had no idea how stupid we were. Now it's 2022, and you say, I want to, you know, I'm going to go get some edible medical grade marijuana. You know, yes. You don't say sticky icky or dank weed unless you're three. Or you're some of my friends. I got some dank weed. I'm gonna do some dabs. I'm dabbing. I didn't even get that dab shit. What is that? Like the crystallized?
Yeah, I think it's like the sticky icky.
Oh, it's
like
the resin. It's the resin, but yes. It's not resin from cooked marijuana. It's like the red, like the sticky part of the. Of the crystallized TLC. Yeah. Why? That's like a.
Seems like a whole process to me.
Yeah,
I'll just go to the store.
That seems to me like a giantess kicking you right in the fucking head. Like, I can't even take the regular dirt Mexican weed. Like, why would I be able to do the sticky icky dab? The sticky icky dab to me sounds like a panic attack. That's what it sounds
exactly.
Like anytime I see someone, we went to that podcast party at Podcast Movement, and we went to those parties at the after, you know, at night,
yeah,
because that's where it all
stuff.
Happens. Yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, the smell of marijuana is just pervasive everywhere now. And even though it's not legal in Dallas, it's decriminalized, I think. Like, it's here in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'd be riding down the street in Georgia, and it just smells like weed.
It does.
Everybody is smoking fucking weed.
Yes.
And God bless. Okay, you know, that's what we were all hoping for when we were kids. Now it's happened. And all I'm doing is complaining about all the weed smell around town. But we went there, and there's this funny thing that happens, I think, when you have had experiences with narcotics in your life, and then maybe you grow past it a little bit, like I have. Not to say I'm any smarter or any better. I'm not. I'm dumber, actually. Probably I should have stayed on the cocaine. I might have been a little quicker. But when I see somebody, it's like it takes one to know one. So when I see somebody who's all jacked out, I identify with them. I mean, I can see it a mile away.
Yeah.
And I know what's going on. And I see that jaw moving. And I see them sweating. And I see the eyes darting everywhere and the nervousness and this whole nine yards. And then I start to get anxious as if I'm the one doing the cocaine.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, my heart is racing. It's unbelievable. And sometimes I see people that are like way stoned. And I start to get stoned. I feel stoned. I'm having a flashback. I'm like, holy shit. So when people start talking about sticky icky dabs, I'm like, sticky icky dabs is just giving me a panic attack just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Now maybe I'd feel differently if I actually did a sticky icky dab.
You might want to.
Well, I've done a couple finger dips in my life. Finger dip, finger dip, finger dip, finger dip. So I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about.
I don't either. Yeah. We were the giantess. We went there.
We were talking about the seven little Johnstons.
Oh, right.
So,
okay. I'm glad you pulled it back.
Yeah, I pulled it back. So the seven little Johnstons. So the kid goes and he smokes. He has
the
a couple of incidents with
weed.
The gas station weed. And one of those incidents, he calls his mom and dad and he's like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Right? And they don't know where he is and he can't articulate to them where he is. So it's like really scary. He's in a fucking hole.
Right.
Probably, right? Like a K-hole, but induced by, you know,
gas station
grass sprayed with fentanyl or something. I don't know. Who knows what that shit is?
Yes.
But so then he kind of gets in this funk for a couple of months and he sits down with his parents and his parents are like, whatever's going on with you, we just need to straighten it out. That was my dad. And it was my dad. My dad said, you know, not only can you not come back to the house, I'm cutting you off completely.
Right.
Like, don't come back to the house. Yes. Not only can you not come live at the house, I don't want you at the house whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But these parents did the exact opposite. They're like, pack your shit, and next Friday we're coming to pick you up from your apartment, and you're coming back to live with mom and dad.
Because
whatever's going on with you,
in.
Yeah, they're going
to
cocoon him in. And it just makes it like, I don't know what the, but it's so fascinating to me to watch these like family dramas unfold.
Yeah.
And I wonder what kind of parent I'm going to be when, you know, one of my kids comes in on the sticky icky dabs. I'm going to be like, I'll probably be like, hey, you got the extra?
That's right.
So how's the cocaine where you guys are doing partying? How is that? Is it just, let me taste it. Yeah, let your dad be the taster of that.
It's probably all going to be medical grade at that point.
It's got to be. You got to imagine
there's
at some point.
A lot of work being done with psilocybin, the mushrooms.
Oh, the mushrooms are going to be legal pretty soon.
I think so, and I think they should be.
Yeah, I think so,
too.
MDMA also
good
is going legal. I believe the cocaine at some point is going to be legal because it's just safer. You know, there's a lot of talk about fentanyl right now, and I'm hearing a lot of talk on both sides of the aisle from all different directions that, first of all, there are these drugs that they can give people to, like, medically detox them, but then they keep them on them forever,
right?
Like, once you're an addict, right? Whatever that's called, Suboxone or whatever.
Yeah,
it's called.
I think so.
But there's not a lot of access to it because the government makes the doctors jump through a bunch of hoops, and then the doctors, even if they have the ability to prescribe these things, they don't want to take on too many patients because they're afraid that they're going to be labeled a pill mill or whatever, right? But there's a lot of talk about right now, and I just heard a news report on this morning, legalizing fentanyl, like doses of fentanyl like they do in Canada. You can go and you can get heroin in Canada. If you are an addict, you can apply for a program where you can get heroin and or fentanyl and it's dosed to you.
Okay.
So that and then you do it right there in the facility so that if anything happens in the first hour or whatever it is, there's somebody on staff to help you out, to bring you back, right?
Supervise
it. And this has changed the way that Canada has dealt with their heroin and their fentanyl problem.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, they don't have near as many deaths as we do because people feel perfectly safe just walking into the facility. Now, I don't know that you would want to be the person who walks into the facility and gets your dose of heroin every morning. I mean, that's a whole different story altogether.
It's probably better than on the streets.
Fuck yeah, it's better than on the streets. The streets are dangerous.
Yeah,
take
very.
It from Uncle Brian. Streets are dangerous. Kids get killed out there. Stupid things happen. When you're trying to sell your sticky icky with your pager, 911, 911.
Oh.
Yo, it's me, Brian. I just got the 911. What's up? Yeah, I need two bags of weed. The cop's going to be listening. Okay, so you need two dabs. Where do you need them located? I need you to come to Johnson's. Don't say any street names. Come to the White House, the one you've been at before. All right, cool, cool. Is your mom and dad home? Because I'm going to get my mom and dad to drive me over there. My dad will drop off if your dad picks up. Cool, cool. Say we're going to the movies. All right. Don't ever say street names again.
We were so cool. We didn't have vehicles. We were like, literally.
My dad will pick up.
Do you remember that at the mall?
Yeah. Yes, but, of course.
We did it. We did it with the drug deals. We did it. I swear to God, we did. My poor fucking parents. They had no clue. I'd be like, hey, Dad, you can drop me off at the movies? Yeah, no problem. I would never go to a movie.
The movies.
Yeah.
The movies in the mall.
I'm back buying dime sacks from, you know, Daryl, the high school dropout, trying to get loaded. And no matter how much weed I smoked, I just got a headache and a heart attack. That's all I got. Oh, my God. Speaking of way back when in the 90s, Chrissy.
Yes.
Do you remember the fad? I was looking to see on eBay whether or not if I had kept my Dick Tracy stuff, my Dick Tracy movie collection, yes, my dolls and my
collection,
my McDonald's, you know, Happy Meal toys and all that other stuff that I collected
that
around
your mom
the
threw
Dick
out.
Tracy that my mom threw out. Rightfully so. It was there when I was 27 years old. So she figured I wasn't coming back for it. If I had kept all that stuff, would it be worth
would
anything?
Would it be worth it? Was it?
I looked through as much stuff as I could remember owning,
uh-huh,
and I think the total was about $7.67. Yeah, it was worth nothing. They made millions of them. No one cares. No one liked the movie. No one gives a shit. So even the most rare of the collection, which would have been a Dick Tracy poster, like a first edition poster, which I happened to get from the movie theater,
okay,
is only worth like $32. I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing.
Well, good to know then.
Well, it's good to know I didn't throw away a fortune.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll just wait another 5 years and then it will be a fortune because everything old becomes new again.
True.
But one of the fads that, so while I was trolling through the internet, the eBay on the Dick Tracy stuff, yeah, for some reason up came Beanie Babies.
Ooh,
and I remember the Beanie Babies.
Beanies.
Cabbage
Those
Patch Dolls
still around.
And Beanie Babies. Mm-hmm. They're still around and they're making a comeback. Mm-hmm. Like people now are trading them again.
They are.
And they're selling them. For those of you that don't
article.
Know, I mean, you have to be a heavier head in a hole not to know what a Beanie Baby is. But it's those cute little bears or toys.
Yeah, they're beanie. They're like a bean bag.
They have like bean bags.
And
they're stuffed animals with beans in them instead of beans. I don't think real beans, but, you know, beans.
Little beads.
Yeah, little beads.
Yeah.
The kind that get stuck in your child's nose or throat or, you know, the real safe kind. They would make these Beanie Babies, and they made all kinds of Beanie Babies. They were making like New Kids on the Block Beanie Babies, Princess Diana Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
You name it, they were making. I think there's a Dick Tracy Beanie Baby. Like they made all kind of Beanie Babies. And at one point in the early 90s, these things were selling for tens of thousands of dollars.
It was a craze.
It was nuts. And I think like the crowning Beanie Baby is the Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Oh, okay.
And there were three versions made. And if you have one version and it's in mint condition and it's in the box, it's still worth $10,000, which is just beyond me why anyone would give a shit about a stuffed bear.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Basically, the guy who created them, Tyler, he knew that supply and demand, if they caught on, supply and demand would be the key mm-hmm. to making them tradable, making them, you know, a collectible item. And so he would buy them out of the Philippines. He would get the people in the Philippines to make them. And he would have certain limited runs on certain ones of them. And it just became this phenomenon. And people
really
were having
was.
Like Beanie Baby trade shows and conventions.
Yes.
So I was trolling on the internet.
Oh, as you do.
As I do like to do, Chrissy. And I found us a Beanie Baby collector video.
No way.
Yes. And I thought we would take it a yonder.
Okay.
Take a yonder. Take a yonder. What
a
is
gander?
That? A gander.
I think you meant a gander. Yonder.
That's a distance. That's a measurement of distance called a yonder over there.
Near the whacking tree.
Near the whacking tree. Down by the creek. We got to get to a monster, mountain monster soon. Hey, podcast fans, it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. And we want you to know this summer, Chrissy and I are bringing in the world's foremost relationship expert to give relationship advice, and we need your questions to ask. So dial us up 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2-Y-O-Y-O. Text us or leave us a voicemail at 661-237-8296. Or you can drop us a line at tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button and email us your questions. We won't use your name, we promise. Speaking of the website, you can get all the audio and all the video right there at tcbpodcast.com or go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for our entire video library. Chrissy and I love doing the show for you. We just ask two simple favors in return. Number one, if you have an extra minute, go to your favorite podcast player and leave us a review and a rating. It really does help grow the show and more people need to know about this ridiculous podcast. Number two, if you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, please use the specialized URLs or codes when given to get a free discount and let those sponsors know TCB cares. TCBpodcast.com, 661-BEST-TO, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. We'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break after we hear from the sponsors. Thanks again. Hey, all my TCB football fans, the first Sunday of the NFL season is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers a can't-miss offer to celebrate the return of the NFL season. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Let me repeat that. Spend $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. As an added bonus for week one, everyone can experience the thrill of DraftKings early win promotion. It's simple. Bet on an NFL team to win, and if your team leads by 10 at any point during the game, you get paid instantly, even if your team loses. Getting paid even when you lose? It's too good to be true. DraftKings is doing it this week. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook application now and use the promo code TCB to get $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. That's code TCB only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. One more time, $200 in free bets instantly when you place a $5 bet this Sunday. Use the code TCB. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions do apply. See our show notes for additional details. Okay, here we go. Let's take a look at Beanie Babies back in their heyday.
Enters the Lobster.
Yeah, they actually had, they made videos about Beanie Babies and collecting them and how to collect them and how not to collect them. So
okay.
Let's take a listen.
Right and right, wrong.
They were the beginning of something really big. H. Ty Warner established Ty Incorporated in 1986. A successful global company, they had a beautiful line of stuffed animals, including annual collectible bears. In 1993, Ty Warner came up with an idea to introduce a high-quality but low-priced stuffed animal kids could afford and adults would enjoy helping them to collect.
That's so stupid. Ty Warner had an idea to put plastic beads around the earth that would turn into an island in the middle of the ocean that no one could get rid of. Thanks, Ty. Yeah, asshole. I wonder what Ty Warner's doing these days.
I mean, he's probably, I'm sure he made
millions. Jumped off a bridge. He made millions, but you know that he was into the collecting part too. So he probably jumped off a bridge when the stock started to go down.
First nine Beanie Babies were born, designed to be fun, posable characters. Limited availability from the beginning created even a bigger demand.
Sorry, sold out of Beanie Babies. Yeah, they used to have them at like Hallmark stores. Remember the Hallmark stores?
You buy them
stores?
At Hallmark stores and collectible stores and yes. Little toys, like boutique toy stores. I think that you could buy them at Toys R Us, but I think those were like the ones that you didn't want to collect.
Right.
Yeah, you could get
those
them at Toys R Us.
Produced.
Yeah, those are mass produced. I saw a story one time about a father who spent like all of the kids' college education, his three children's college education, on Beanie Babies. And it just went south because he held on to them way too long. He thought they were going to continue to rise in value, and they didn't.
Oh.
He spent like $900,000.
That's a sad tale to tell your kids.
Well, thank God that's... hey, kids. Really sorry you can't go to college. But that Dick Tracy poster looks awesome, doesn't it? You want my Dick Tracy
Sunday.
Poster? Yeah. Hey, Happy Meal toys for everyone.
Retail. For $4.99 at most stores, by 1995, many people had started to have a good-sized collection. These collectors spread the word. The fever had begun.
Show me the beanies.
Oh, here comes the music. Yeah,
there's tables.
Lines formed.
Guerrilla gangs formed. People were being kidnapped for Beanie Babies.
Beanies were in the news.
WBBO Talk Radio, hotter than Cabbage Patch Doll, Smurfs, Hula Hoops, and Pet Rocks ever hoped to be. Beanie Babies are in the news today. A Hallmark store in Columbus, Ohio.
Hallmark store.
Hallmark store.
People waiting in a line over two blocks long starting this morning at 5 a.m. The store opened at 10, and even though there was a limit of three Beanie Babies per customer, by noon they were sold out. Unfortunately, over 200 people were still in line. They were upset, but the owner promised more Beanie Babies.
That's wild.
That's wild. I imagine no. That's insane. 150 people in line for a fucking bear with beans in it. Who cares? I think even had I been an adult at this time, like, see, everybody wants to get rich. Everybody wants.
Remember people put in like the back of their cars?
Oh,
too,
yeah. The
like,
Beanie
in the
Babies.
Window.
Yeah. It was an insane time to be alive.
That's so stupid.
Now we got like UN peacekeepers going into Ukraine, the world's largest like nuclear reactor, to make sure it's safe. Back then, Beanie Babies. Yeah, I'm waiting in line for my Beanie Baby. What do people do today that's similar?
Well, I mean shoes. NFTs have been
big for a minute.
Shoes.
Yeah. Everyone got excited about
shoes. I think baseball cards will probably always be around.
Yeah. But even those, like, I don't think they're nearly as popular as they were back in the 80s and 90s.
I don't collect anything. So.
No, I don't either.
I'm not up on it.
I collect episodes of the commercial break is what I do. And they don't seem to be rising in value, just to let you know.
Probably start lining up sometime soon. Unbelievable.
Ty opened a website. For many people, the hunt to complete and expand their collection became a quest.
Look at that website. That's the kind of website. Yeah. Quest. That's the kind of website I was getting porn off
of. Exactly.
It's like an Excel spreadsheet with a link on it, and you have to get the porn.
That's definitely AOL.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at the little thing that's AOL.
Yeah. The Beanie Wizard.
The Beanie Wizard.
The Beanie Wizard outlet. Because that's where everyone went for their Beanie Babies back then, was the Beanie Wizard outlet, I suppose.
List in hand, we're the norm.
These people are like checking them off of their list.
Specific Beanie Babies became standard gifts.
Beanie Babies can standard gifts?
I never got a Beanie Baby in my life. I never wanted a Beanie Baby in my life.
I had a couple of them, but just like, yeah.
I think I had a couple of them, you know, after people off themselves with their non-valued Beanie Baby.
Yeah,
they would like end up on the street and I'd be like, oh, a Beanie Baby. I'll pick that up. I'll give that to my future children.
Beanie moms and dads began searching for working friends and buying
Beanie baby moms and dads got greedy and decided to spend their kids' education money on get-rich-quick schemes.
Multiples for others that couldn't leave work to find beanies.
Leave work?
People were trying to
get off work to be able to...
Mr. Johnson, David's on the phone. He wants to know if he can take a half day.
Patch him through. What is it, Johnson? Mr. Johnson, I'd like to take a half a day. Why do you need to leave early? Beanie Babies? Pick me up a couple while you're there. I need a couple of zebras and a couple of unicorns. Dude, two Princess Dianas. Okay, Mr. Johnson, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
More people search the net.
Wow, this is like a thorough recalling of all the things that
really
happened.
Is.
Yeah, and meanwhile, this video was produced in 1997.
I know. What does it say?
It says Beckett and Associates. Beckett is the card is the company that did the baseball cards.
Oh,
like, yeah,
okay, they got it on the game.
Cards. Of course they did.
Yep.
Even custom software was invented so people could keep track of their collections.
Custom software?
Custom software? What? You don't have an Excel spreadsheet you can get to? Custom software. People were really going nutty about this stuff. There's a whole cottage industry around the Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I do remember that
I realize it went so far as to have its own personal software.
I do remember my parents had to fight some other parents for a Cabbage Patch doll when
I was
a kid.
What was that? Tickle Me Elmo. Remember that one?
Oh, Tickle Me Elmo. Well, I was a little older. Yeah, but I still wanted a Tickle Me Elmo.
I heard about it.
Spend a month of your mortgage on a Tickle Me Elmo.
A massive secondary market was created internationally.
Wow.
This is intense.
Yeah, these people are.
I mean,
these
it's really. It's
these are the kind of
crazy.
Just perusing around this video, these are the kind of people you would expect to collect Beanie Babies.
True.
And with every new retirement of Beanie Babies, values soar.
Retired Beanies.
$1,100
for a fuzzy belly.
For a fuzzy belly, mint condition. $1,100 fucking dollars.
No.
In 1995, that would be like $2,500 today, or $5,000.
Yes.
I don't know how math works, but it would be worth a lot of money. $2,021.
This is crazy.
$13,000. What in the good fuck?
Entrepreneurs came out of the woodwork.
Oh, I bet they did. Beep, beep, beedy, beedy, baby. People got scammed left and right. Knock off Beanie Babies. We're being sold as real Beanie Babies.
They're going through the paper.
Oh, yeah, they're going through the paper. Beanie Babies wanted.
Whoa. He's out there in Beanie Land. This is the Beanie King. Hey, you looking for Garcia?
We got him.
Looking for the weenie?
We got him.
Looking for the three bunnies?
We got him.
Call the 800 number at the bottom of your screen.
It's not 800.
Buy, sell, or trade beanies.
It's not an 800
hours.
Number.
Call the 800 number 248-588-6676. Is that guy's personal home phone? We should call that number and say we're looking for Beanie.
I just saw your commercial.
Hey, I just saw your commercial, and I was wondering if you got that lion Beanie Baby you were talking about. This is probably the guy who spent his kids' money on it, and that's
look
the kid.
Look at his eyes.
I know, he's crazed over Beanie Babies.
Mm-hmm. He's the Beanie Today, King.
That's right, or you can email your request. We got all those hard-to-find beanies you've been looking for. And remember to pick up a mini-dome tent at your favorite gift store. The Beanie King makes them and wants you to have one Beanie Baby.
Mini-dome tent? To hold your Beanie Babies?
That's where they lived.
Who? The guy? This guy? Or the Beanie Babies?
Both.
Yeah. Well, the Beanie Babies for a while until he lost his house. And now he lives in the mini tent. Yeah, yep. Fair enough. Okay.
We got him!
Visit the Beanie King at the Ohio State Fair. A royal blue peanut purchased for...
Oh, a Beanie King at the fair.
Ohio.
That's
State
where you
want
to be. Okay. All right. Let's see what this guy has to say. Oh, they started selling at McDonald's. I do remember that.
The popularity of Beanie
Babies
was
probably where I got
incredible.
Mine.
Yeah, I think that I was working at McDonald's at this time, and I think I might have taken one or two. Yeah. Hoping I could get out of my
cash
dad's
in.
House. Yeah.
Beanie Babies were in the news again.
WCFT News Time is 2:03. McDonald's better call the Ronald Police, for today McDonald's announced they'd have to cut short their Kids Meal Teeny Beanie campaign due to the simple fact that they're out.
The Kids Teeny Beanie campaign. Which PR director put that name in front of it?
Not.
Hey, it's the Kids Teeny Beanie campaign. That's horrible.
McDonald's has been overwhelmed by the demand for the miniature Beanie Babies produced
the
by Thai Incorporated.
Sell some Happy Meals. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Get you some teeny beanies and put them in your Happy Meals.
Exclusively for McDonald's. The set of 10 Beanie Babies has been sought after by Beanie Baby collectors, grandparents, and kids, and people of all ages. People have been said to have been driving from one McDonald's after another in their quest to complete the set of 10.
Mom, can we go help? Hold on, shut up!
Shut up, kids!
We gotta go to another McDonald's, and another one, and another one, and another one.
Daddy, I just pooped myself! Put it in the pile with the others.
We're on a Beanie Baby mission.
Yeah, we're going to McDonald's in Tennessee, but we live in Illinois. I don't give a shit. I'm going to get rich. We're looking for more teeny beanies.
They were going from place to place to place.
They were.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They're probably sending their kids in to buy
that'll
them.
That'll scar a child, I would think.
Listen, I was scarred by getting a Cabbage Patch doll because I was like, what the fuck is that?
I can't believe you got a Cabbage
Patch. I never asked for a Cabbage Patch doll.
I had a Cabbage Patch.
I think because my parents saw that it was on TV and everybody was trying to get one.
Yeah.
They thought they would be the cool parents and get me a Cabbage Patch doll. I never got something cool for Christmas again because I think our reaction was underwhelming. I was like, oh. Oh.
You know, they make them here in Georgia.
I do. Because then
Babyland General.
Yeah, because that's the first place that my parents took us.
They birthed them out of the cabbage.
I think my mom wanted the Cabbage Patch dolls. That's really what it was.
Exactly.
I think my dad went along with it. He's like, really? Brian and Kevin want a Cabbage Patch doll? I thought Brian was into magic and Kevin was into Magic Johnson. Isn't there something going on? And she was like, nope, it's the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Cabbage Patch.
They keep telling me when you're not home, Cabbage Patch dolls, mommy, Cabbage Patch dolls.
Those are doing well, all those hamburgers.
Everybody loves teeny beanies. In just 2 weeks, 100 million teeny beanies were gone.
100 million? 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks?
That means it's 100 million Happy Meals.
It's 100 million Happy Meals.
Jeez.
There are not 100 million children under the age of 12 in this country today. You know what that means? That means a lot of adults were buying Happy Meals for themselves, hoping they could get a teeny beanie. The fucked up world we live in.
Out of 10 picked up for free is now worth $170. The McDonald's Teeny Beanie campaign made thousands more aware of Beanie Babies and helped catapult Beanie Babies to the status of the world's most desirable and successful collectible in history. Thai Beanie Babies have also become a popular item to use for charity and nonprofit fundraising.
Oh, that's right. They have the charity ones, like the specialty ones.
Oh, yeah, the
ones.
Specialty ones. Uh-huh. Okay, you got to give it up for that. Yeah. But you know, let me get this straight. They served 100 million Beanie Babies. And 2 months later, they were worth $170. So you bought a $1.99 Happy Meal, which is what they cost back then, because I worked there, because I know.
Yes.
$1.99 Happy Meal, and it was worth $170.
Oh,
and 100 million of, who else are you selling these to? When you have 100 million Beanie Babies on the street, where is the demand? Who exactly is buying those? Other collectors that think they're going to raise in value. But when you have 100 million of them, there's no value. There's no squash of demand. That's crazy. If you have five of them, right? Like, you know, if we put our commercial break as an NFT, if we only made two copies of it, we might get $10 a piece.
Yeah.
If we made 100 copies of it.
Yeah, the value goes
like
down.
Like we do now. Yeah, the value goes down. Rev down, not up. Rev down. And by rev down, I mean revenue is down.
Of all sizes have joined with TV and radio stations on their efforts.
This morning on KFRD, we're happy to be a part of a great fundraiser for the Old Murphy's Homeless Shelter. If you'd like to have a chance to buy the rare Princess Di Beanie Baby, you can register your silent auction bid by giving a call at 888-623-1000. Once again, that was 888-623-1000.
888-623-1000.
Were these the voices that you're hearing at
this
the podcast?
This guy's a little less, but the last guy was definitely one of the podcasts. Yeah, I think he was there with his mustache and everything.
Wait, the last bid we received was for $2,500. Thank you very much. The Princess Di Beanie Baby will be sold to the highest bidder this Friday at 8 a.m. So give us a call.
What did the Princess Di look like?
It looked like a bear with a hat on it or with a crown on it. Yeah, it's so stupid. Why anybody would want it? I don't know. I mean, I guess after she died, then,
right.
Yeah.
Note of this young and exciting history are the hundreds of new businesses created from the popularity of Beanie Babies. Clothes.
This video has all the markings of you got in on it too late, right? Look at all of the people that are out there doing all of this stuff.
Poor kid.
Yeah, I know. He's dressed like a Beanie Baby. Mom and Dad need to make some money, kid. Now shut up and put that Beanie Baby costume on. I don't like Beanie Babies. Yes, you do.
From all of them, we'd like to say thanks, Ty Warner. Your success is well deserved.
I'm looking at Time Warner.
Ty Warner.
Hi, I'm Steve Canton, producer and host of the Beanie Lover video. I hope you enjoyed the history of Beanie Babies.
Now, I bet you're a Beanie Lover there, buddy. How many Beanie Babies do you think this guy has had sex with? At least three.
Of them.
Yeah, all of them. I make personal love to every Beanie Baby that comes into my collection.
We're going to take you on an adventure that you've never been on before. We're going to
pause, please, because I just looked up Ty Warner,
and
he is still alive.
Okay, that's good.
Just take a stab at his net worth.
$2 billion.
More.
$8 billion?
Less.
Seven.
Four.
$4 billion.
$4 billion.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Nope.
$4.4 billion.
$4.4 billion.
How in the fuck do you collect $4.4 billion selling bears with beans in them? And why aren't we getting on this train? Yeah.
What can we create?
How easy can this be? We call some people in the Philippines. Yes. We tell them to make a Beanie Baby, but don't call it a Beanie Baby. Call it a TCB Beanie Baby.
Yeah.
Call it a TC Beanie Baby. Yeah.
Special edition.
Oh my God. I wonder if people would buy a TC Beanie Baby.
There's somebody out there that would.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think we can call it Beanie Babies. No. So we'll call it TCBB Babies. And we'll put BBs in there instead of Bees.
BB Baby.
Beanie Lover Convention to Rosie Wells Midwest Collectors Show. We're going to talk to you about the art of buy, sell, and trade, show you how to spot counterfeits, and take you to a seminar on tag generations. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's start.
Sounds
with
like
the
a
art
blast!
Of buy.
I'm in it. I'm in for it. Pop the champagne. Let's get
it's
on the train. I'm a beanie lover. You know, if there are people out there that want to have their genitals smashed by a giant, there are people out there who want to make love to a beanie baby.
Oh yeah,
it's 100%
for sure. Well,
for science, I might do it for science. Just for see. Science, just to see what it's like.
Sell and trade.
The art of the buy, sell and trade. We're about to get educated.
Let's talk about the art of buy, sell and trade.
And why is it an art form to buy, sell and trade?
It's not.
It's not. Yeah, he's made that up.
It's not an art.
Isn't that something that's very important to every Beanie Baby collector? Sure it is. And what's the best way to go about buy, sell, trade? First of all,
well, you buy one and then you sell it. And if you don't have any money, you trade them.
Right. Let's go over this.
Let's go over a couple steps in the process.
In the process of buy, sell, trade.
In the process of buy, sell, trade, there's buying, there's selling, and there's also trading. Let's move on to the next step.
Check the internet.
You know somebody paid like $49.99 for this fucking VHS cassette. You know they did.
Yeah.
He's making a dick load of, this guy's making a dick load of money because they think they're going to get some inside track on how to, you know, negotiate for Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
the art,
once the fad gets this big, the fad is already over. You have to be at the very beginning. It's like any other good Ponzi scheme.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ty Warner made $4.4 billion.
Yeah, he was at the top.
This guy made a couple thousand.
Yep.
Learn about Beanie Babies. If you don't have a computer, read a book. Buy a video. Hey, there's an idea. You'll learn about beanies in a lot of different ways. You can also learn about beanies by talking to other beanie people, talking to reputable dealers.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here thinking about Ty Warner and his $4.4 billion.
It's hard to.
And him, like, out, you know, he's got, like, this mega yacht.
Yeah.
So he's got this beautiful house.
That's right.
Somewhere, and, you know, you're talking.
The Hollywood Hills. The
next door neighbor comes over. You know, you're talking. What did you do?
Yeah.
Well. You've heard of Beanie Babies, right?
I bankrupt a lot of other people. That's what I did.
I'm that guy.
I'm that guy. Ty's in hiding, probably. There's probably people with garages full of Beanie Babies.
Yeah,
who don't have a pot to piss in that are so upset that they ever heard the word Beanie Baby. And this guy is probably one of them.
Yeah.
To a Beanie Baby show and dealing with people that are at the vendor tables. Let's talk about Beanie Baby shows. Going to a Beanie Baby show is a lot of fun. But when you get there, one of the things that you definitely shouldn't do is start trading in the middle of the show with other people.
I got one. Princess Diana. Diana's better.
No,
the Beanie King told me to do it.
In the middle of this floor.
The Beanie King told me to do it. There's like 30 people that show up at the same time. And they're all just throwing Beanie Babies across the room.
Crazy. Beans are flying out from ripped Beanie Babies.
Yeah. People are pulling them. 300-pound Midwestern women are like, ah! 45 people dead today after a Beanie Baby convention went wild as people started trading right on the middle of the floor.
Into the show. First of all, this is bad Beanie Baby etiquette. That's right. Beanie Baby etiquette. There is such a thing. Vendors will get very upset. They paid $50 for their table. They paid for advertising. The promoter.
They paid a whole $50 for their table? Sounds like a solid industry.
I'm picturing too, like the side stuff that's going on. It's like, hey, come here.
Hey.
I got a Princess Diana.
No, it's not real, but who gives a fuck? It's a Beanie Baby. Have you seen some of the people walking around here? I bet we could sell for like $10,000. Hey, what's up? You want a zesty zebra? I got a zesty zebra Beanie Baby for sale. No, it's the real deal. I got tag generation and all. I learned it straight from the Beanie King. Hey, come here, little kid. You want a lion Beanie Baby? $10. Hey, you got one of them Happy Meal beanies? Those teeny weeny beanies? You got those teeny weeny beanies? I got that good teeny weeny. I got that good good. I got that weeny beanie. I got that hush hush on the down low. I got that weeny weeny beanie. You know what I got? Shit. You don't need to go into that show. I got you covered right here, buddy. Right here. What you want? What you want? What? What? No, it's beans. I swear to God it is. But it's clanking around like pieces of scrap metal. That's the real deal there, brother. I got that straight from the Philippines. I went there, bought a million of them. I robbed a McDonald's. I got that weenie weenie.
That teeny weenie.
I got that I got that hamburger shit. I got that Ronnie McDonald weenie beanie. What you want? What you need? Oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
Paid for people to come in to trade with the vendors. If you start trading amongst each other, first of all, you're not trading with someone that you can usually get a phone number from or locate easily.
Now, why would you need to locate them? What is going on? What do you need, a tracker on somebody to trade a beanie baby? It's a fucking stuffed animal with beans in it. No one cares. Okay, they have definitely jumped the shark. Ooh, with me at this point. Yeah. I mean, that's just a little bit too much. When you need a tracker to business, you're probably in the wrong business. Let's just do a little more.
About secondary dealers at stores. When you go to a store, don't park out in front of the store and wait for other people to come up to deal with you. That's
what? That's exactly what I was just saying is happening.
He's having to caution people against
yeah.
it. If that means it was happening.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop. You looking for that beanie? No? All right. Just checking. Chill out. Chill out. No, I ain't bothering nobody. Whoop, 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 whoop. You need that weenie beanie? I got that McFry shit.
Oh my God.
I got Happy Meals in the back. Still hot.
Parking in
free cheeseburger.
Parking in the parking lot. Inside the store.
See, like an old white man with a mustache. Like, whoop, whoop. Someone just whistle at me? Whoop, whoop. What? Yes? Can I help you? What you going in for?
A card?
Yeah.
Or a beanie?
Yeah. You going in because grandma died, or you looking for a beanie? Ain't got the good beanie in there. That's that shit you can buy in the streets. I got that prime shit. That dibbity dab shit. You know what I'm talking about? I got that teeny weeny beanie.
Oh, my God.
I got the kind that drive those kids wild. Keep you coming back. Oh, so much fun.
Once
all right.
you get hooked on beanies, I mean, then you might need fentanyl yes. to get off.
Yeah, you need the fentanyl on the way back. You need fentanyl to
get off beanies.
You need the fentanyl to soothe your woes after you file for bankruptcy. The judge asks what you got, and you say a garage full of beanie babies. I probably shouldn't make fun. There are probably people out there listening to this show that went through this. But, you know, we all learn our lessons. I had a Dick Tracy collection.
Yeah.
We continue to do the commercial break. There's lots of stuff that you should do financially that's ill-advised, but you continue to do it. So don't worry. You need that good break? I got that good break. I got that TCB shirt. All right. Everyone settle down. We'll get back to the Beanie Babies. I promise. There's lots more in this video. It's an hour and 19 minutes long.
No way.
Yes, it is. It's an hour and 19 minutes long. And I haven't watched much of it. Actually, that's about as far as I got in the video. But I promise you, it's probably just as good all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
When you're talking about beanie baby etiquette, you know you're taking yourself way too seriously.
Right.
When you're actually making rules up for how you trade beanie babies, you've jumped the shark. That's it. It's done. The fad's gone.
And you're calling it an art.
Yeah. And you're calling it an art. That's right. You have a whole section of your video dedicating to buy, sell, and trade beanie babies? Come on. You just said don't park in the parking lot. And try and do side hustle. Were people really getting that sketchy?
Yes,
over beanie
apparently.
Babies? Oh my God, it's crazy.
I don't think he would have warned against it.
Yeah, wow.
People hadn't been doing
See,
it.
This is what happens when it takes you 3 hours to download a boob. You got a bunch of old white men collecting Beanie Babies instead of at home whacking off. Keep the old, keep us old white guys whacking off, and you don't have to worry about Beanie Baby crazes. All right, everyone, simmer down. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can find all the audio, all the video, find out more information about Chrissy and I. Hit the contact us button. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we take them all through the website or at 661-237-8296. We would love to hear from you. Text us, leave us a voicemail. That is not a spam hotline. It literally comes to our inbox. We do never sell your stuff. Also, at The Commercial Break on Instagram and the.commercial.break on TikTok. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Subscribe and like to your favorite videos. We would really appreciate it. Morgan does a great job of editing them.
Yes,
and that
she does.
Show continues to grow. That's all I can do today, Chrissy.
I think that's it.
I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we always say, and we must say.
Bye.